All right, on a Wednesday and the Rotary International Day Parade coming up at 6:40 this evening. So we'll go until 6:30 and we'll start the show off with a bang as Matt Shook will join us. Every time I think I'm going to give Matt a little time off from the show, I find an excuse. I dig up a reason to bring him back on. And this time around was I just happened to be browsing through some stuff today, and I saw that you had written up a nice little piece on Jake Cronenworth from St. Clair, Michigan, who is doing very well these days in the minor leagues in the Tampa Bay Rays system. And I keep looking at his numbers going, when are they going to give this guy a shot at the big leagues?
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, he's up well over 300 with a little bit of power and playing good shortstop. But, yeah, at 25 years old, you'd think he'd get a shot, and maybe September will come calling the Rays to him from the Durham Bulls. But he's got another dimension he's added to the game, his game these days as well.
Yeah, he's just so valuable. He's one of those guys that he's got offense, great hitter. He was leading the International League in hitting for a while this season, and he's up. He's in the top three, I know. And he's playing great defense. He can play multiple positions, and he can pitch. And pitching might actually, coming out of college, might have been his best position.
Yeah, like I read a story about when he got drafted out of the seventh round from Michigan, that he figured he would be a pitcher. And then the Rays called him and said, no, you're playing infield. And he was a second baseman and a closer for Michigan in 2015, went in the Big Ten tournament, won Big Ten tournament MVP. And, yeah, the accolades continued. He's made a couple all-star games in the minor leagues, including this year with the International League. And, yeah, like you said, this year, back to pitching for the first time in games since he was with Michigan in 2015. So that's a lot of time off, but sounds like it didn't take long from spring training and to a couple of hiccups very early on the road. But about 7-8 appearances in, he's throwing, you know, one inning a game once a week about. And most of the time as the opener, the Tampa Bay Rays use that relief pitcher as the starter of the game for one inning. And he's doing that most of the time that he goes in and doing really well. Has not allowed an earned run yet in any of his appearances and is getting up to the mid-90s and looking like he hasn't lost a step. So, yeah, kind of a small handful of pro baseball players that are now two-way guys. And like I said in the article today, which will be in tomorrow's Detroit News, and it's online at detnews.com right now, it's he's kind of lucky in some ways to be with the Tampa Bay Rays these days when they're trying this kind of stuff, and he's got that skill set. And, of course, we know Blue Water area fans know about the luck that he kind of came across of being one of these kids in this group of fantastic young athletes that they had 10, 15 years ago down there in St. Clair.
Yeah, I want to get to that, too, in a second. But I'm looking at this, and, like, off the top of my head, the Angels have Shohei Ohtani, who pitches as a starter, and when he doesn't, he DHs. He doesn't really play the field. But Jake is a guy that you know, he's like, you go back to Babe Ruth, and I'm not saying Jake's going to hit as many home runs as Babe Ruth or anything like that, but you go back to Babe Ruth the last time you had a guy like this.
Yeah, Ohtani has kind of opened up the eyes of a lot of baseball executives because obviously he played in Japan coming up, so it's something that isn't really thought about here. You draft a guy, and baseball obviously is so hard. I mean, it's such a hard game to get to that level, even for those guys that are all more talented than you and I will ever be on the baseball diamond. But so the conventional thinking is, well, your guy can't be drafted and do both. I mean, it's such a hard game to try to scrape out a 280 average anyway that you got to just focus on hitting. And the other hard part about it, and I've been reading about this as I've researched the two ways, is that, and it makes a lot of sense because as Jake's moving up throughout the minor leagues, you know, sometimes there's a lot of guys out there that are probably triple-A hitters, but if they were going to try to pitch, they'd be more, you know, high-A pitchers or something like that. So you got to kind of have your tools on that same plane, and it looks like Jake is a really good candidate to be excelling on both of those fronts, which is really rare.
Yeah, so I continue to look at these numbers and go, and I know the Rays are a good team. They've got a solid big league ball club, so there probably aren't a lot of roster openings right now, but I just can't see how a guy who can do as many things as Jake Cronenworth does, as well as he does them, how there isn't a spot for him somewhere soon in that organization, or how teams aren't calling the Rays when they're talking trades. Hey, Tigers, you can send Matt Boyd to Tampa and put Jake part of that deal. I'd take that any day of the week.
Yeah, ironically, one of the things that's blocking him from getting to the major leagues is Willie Adames, who, if Tigers fans might remember, was their own 18-year-old prospect several years back and was the centerpiece alongside, what was the pitcher from Arkansas that had the starting pitcher who, his name is blanking on him.
Smiley.
But, yeah, Drew Smiley, right. So Drew Smiley and Willie Adames were the two kind of centerpieces to acquire David Price from the Tampa Bay Rays, and now Adames is the starting shortstop in Tampa. And then, like you said, with relief pitching, maybe there's a spot for him. But yeah, the trade deadline is coming up in a couple weeks, and with those numbers that Cronenworth's putting up in both phases, and the fact that Tampa already kind of has a two-way project in Brennan McKay, who's a more highly regarded prospect that they already have in the majors too, maybe there's some other teams out there that are looking at these two-way experiments and thinking, you know, we could use a guy like that. And with the roster changes coming to MLB, some subtle roster changes that are coming rules-wise, it's going to be more helpful to have two-way guys. That's going to help out your overall roster more. So Cronenworth, yeah, he could be a piece that ends up on another team here in a couple weeks with a real shot of getting some time in the MLB. And like you said, I got a stadium across the street that could use some new prospects that could help out for sure.
You know, I forget, and I was reminded looking at your article that Jeremy Carroll is the Tigers' bullpen catcher, and he was part of that whole mix when they had that big team in St. Clair that was so good.
Yeah, and to have him, obviously that shows, because that's kind of an interesting thing about bullpen catcher. It's not just that you're just have good knees and you could go down there, and obviously you have to have the catching ability that he had. He was a shortstop in college at Wayne State, but that's like kind of, that's a coaching position. Like that's the, like kind of a low level, you know, coaching position. Guys that are bullpen catchers, sometimes they just stay there forever and they're bullpen catchers until they're old. But a lot of them become, you go from there to like a bullpen coach in single A or something like that. So yeah, another guy that obviously has a good baseball mind, which could turn into coaching or something like that. And if not, a lot worse ways to earn a living than to go, catch balls in the bullpen in Comerica Park for several years too. Yeah,
absolutely. We all know about Tyler Mott playing in the National Hockey League. He was a part of that team. You've had a couple of Seddons come out of St. Clair. One was drafted twice.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
Joel the Blue Jays took him, and then he decided to go to college, and then Oakland took him later.
Yeah, he had a great career at South Carolina and had a couple seasons there, and then had some success with Oakland, but just recently is back in independent ball right now in the double A level of independent ball up in Winnipeg. And he's been a starter and reliever in the minor leagues, and he's been there for several years, so he's trying to get back to affiliated ball sometime soon. And like you said, Tyler Mott, I was living in Chicago when Tyler made his NHL debut back when he was with the Blackhawks a couple of teams ago now. And he was regarded as one of their nice future pieces going forward. They made a trade over to Columbus for him and got some well-regarded players there. So, I mean, he's a guy who had his best statistical season this past year with Vancouver. They brought him back for another full 1 year NHL contract. So obviously they believe in the steps that Tyler Mott might be able to take here in the NHL these next few years, and kind of regarded as a centerman who's still a guy that there's a lot of upside with that, could turn into an NHL mainstay over these next several years.
And Jake played hockey with him too for a while. So multi-sport athlete. Jarrett Toby was drafted by the Tigers. He's another kid out of St. Clair. He wasn't in that same grouping with Jake and Tyler and Joel, but he's another ball player there. I'll go even further because we all know about Tim Lolito playing in the NFL, right, out of St. Clair. Rachel Kehoe plays professional basketball overseas. I believe she's in Germany this year. What are they drinking in the water down there?
Yeah, it's unbelievable, and I said that in the article. It's about a 5,000-person town, a little bit more than that. Maybe the St. Clair people might get upset because it's more 5,500 than 5,000, but you got to keep it for brevity. But, really, really impressive how they've churned them out. I remember when I was down at the Times Herald, the big sport was the girls' basketball team. Like you said, Rachel Kehoe. But back then it was, Brittany Carnego and Jackie Carnego, the two sisters, and Stacey Farrell. And then, of course, Joel Seddon and Brad Seddon's sister, Carrie Seddon, who went on to play softball at Central Michigan as well. You can throw some of those other teammates from, Cronenworth and Tyler Mott's team. Some of those guys, like Scott Young, went to go play some Grand Valley baseball. Another guy went to go play Grand Valley, Cleary, Hillsdale, a couple other small colleges. That same group just sent like 7 or 8 guys to go play college baseball. And like you said, the girls' side, all sorts of good athletes as well. So, yeah, I mean, if you want to raise your kid to be a pro athlete, I think you might know where to set up shop here in St. Clair County.
Yeah, and they've had a few tennis players and a few runners as well.
Sensational. Yeah, John Davidson's program has turned out some college athletes, and they're always a force in the Michigan ranks as far as state finals and everything. And like you said, all tennis is big down in St. Clair, as it is kind of all over the Blue Water area. But it's quite a remarkable community, thinking about the fact that 5,000 people. I grew up in Royal Oak, which 30,000 people probably about, and we've got more access to the Detroit area travel teams and all that stuff. And as far as like my high school, we don't have, there's some oddballs here and there, but not near the amount of Division I college athletes or even low level college athletes or, pro athletes and all that kind of stuff. So, tip of the cap to whatever they're doing up there in St. Clair.
Yeah. I'm from Warren, and I can think of 4 guys, and none of them are guys that are household names. That played in the NHL, and none of them had super long careers.
Right, yeah, and then, of course, you got Eminem, too.
We don't count him.
Went a little high school in Warren, too, a little bit different of us.
I never told you this, but I didn't go to school with Madonna, but I went to school with Madonna's brother and sister.
They both, there you go.
They and both about, went to Madison High Bishop. Well, her brother didn't until he got thrown out.
Well, Madonna went to Rochester Adams and went to high school with my uncle.
Oh, see?
So missed my dad by a few years, but yeah, we lived right down the street from my dad and his family growing up. So how about that?
Somehow we're going to get Kevin Bacon into this in some way.
Exactly.
good stuff. I'm going to talk about this a little later on in my show today, but just some quick thoughts. I was looking at it. I saw another article today. NBA Summer League. 5 kids from Michigan State, 9 kids from Michigan, and not everybody did well, but a couple of guys made some noise in Summer League this year.
Yeah, Iggy Brazdeikis might be running at the top of that list, the second-round pick for the Knicks, but really put up some big numbers. They had kind of like their whole NBA team basically there because they're so young in some regard. And you got Kevin Knox and R.J. Barrett and some of the other guys there, so and Mitchell Robinson. So Iggy really endearing himself to New York right away. And like you said, Michigan State, Matt Costello with the Pistons, played really well, put up some big numbers, looked like the reliable big man that you kind of remember from being Mr. Basketball at Bay City and then also Michigan State, but has added more of the three-point dimension, knocked down some long shots for the Pistons as they won their first 4 games and went into the quarterfinals and got knocked out by Brooklyn there. But, Costello, is there a spot for him on the Pistons? Probably not, especially because we got a little breaking news that they picked up a player off the waiver wire named Christian Wood, who was with the New Orleans Pelicans, among other teams over the past 4 years, a 23-year-old guy who can knock down some shots and put up absolutely huge numbers in the G League over these past 3 or 4 years. So obviously someone that they think might fill that backup center void. But there's always going to be a need for big men who can knock down jump shots. And if Matt Costello can keep proving that he can knock down 3-pointers, whether that be in the G League or Europe or Summer League chances, whatever it is, I got to believe that he'll have a path back to the NBA. He got a few games with the Spurs a few years ago, but I think he could possibly get back. Now, will he be a backup center this year for some team? No, I don't think so. He's a little bit small for a center, and he's got to, kind of prove it as far as that jump shot. And we saw, Jared Allen kind of took him to the woodshed a little bit in that quarterfinal Summer League game. So, Summer League's a lot different than the regular league, so some proving grounds to go for him, but certainly a good start of trying to get in some teams' eyes.
Yeah, good stuff. Any truth to the rumors the Pistons had interest in Gasol? And I heard a lot of, big names, and even Stoudemire.
Yeah, they worked out Amari Stoudemire. There was some. The Pistons are always going to be tied to Pau Gasol because he's one of those guys that used to be a client of Arne Tellem, so that's going to always be out there. But yeah, this signing of Christian Wood would seem to indicate that maybe now there's a chance that that's just a training camp thing and that they do bring in an experienced big man. But yeah, Kosta Koufos is another guy who's been linked to the Pistons, and like you said, Amari Stoudemire. There's some other names still out there as well, some guys you've heard of, Eric Moreland out there too. So there's, you know, other possibilities of backup center, but no, I would doubt, because Pau Gasol's probably not going to be ready until about midseason anyway, because he had surgery on his foot, yeah. Plus he's 39 years old. That's probably something that would be some team exploring that midseason, I would think. But yeah, certainly a guy who's probably at least a little bit on the radar for the Pistons.
All right. Hey, Matt, tell them about the podcast.
Yeah, we're still going to do a podcast, even though everything's all done with the NBA for the next several months. But yeah, check it out on iTunes. It's called Locked on Pistons. And yeah, Stitcher, iTunes, all that good stuff. We're dropping down to 3 days a week because there's not much to talk about. But we'll have some interviews and a lot of games and fun and stuff like that. And everyone up there, have a great time this weekend for the boat races and enjoy yourselves. And good luck to all the sailors as well.
All right. Thanks a lot, Matt.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
We'll talk to you. And we'll take a break. We'll be back.